I learned an interesting lesson this week. I suppose I knew it before, and it may not surprise you, but nonetheless. Many of you, I am delighted to say, follow me during the week. The only way you can follow people these days, which is Twitter and Facebook, easier than walking down the street behind them. Follow has a new meaning. And usually I try to post a sentence, a quote, a couple sentences, a short story, something that can be read in a minute or two of meaning or of depth or of insight that I glean from somewhere else or that I come up with trying to condense these sermons into a sentence. And sometimes I judge whether it's hit a nerve by whether people like it in larger or lesser numbers. But one of our members this week, a couple days ago, Ruth Graham, sent me a picture of a zebra that had stripes in the shape of a menorah. So I said, okay, that's cute. And Purim's coming up, so I put it on my Facebook page, and almost instantly it had almost 4,000 likes. And I said, I'm clearly missing the boat here. With all this religious stuff, I should be searching for animals with Jewish symbols. A moose whose antlers are a Magen David, or an antelope that lives in a sukkah or something. And I realized that part of the reason that people like it is precisely because it's out of the norm. That when you have an always, not always, but mostly serious page, then to do something humorous seems surprising. Or, conversely, if your page is always jokes, then to have a statement of profundity is moving to people. Exactly. It gets cheers and applause. Thank you. And that is part of what Purim teaches us. Because Purim is largely a national holiday, but it has a very deep and, I think, profound personal dimension that is important to think about not only on the holiday, but throughout the year. When I walked around the halls of the synagogue yesterday, all the kids were dressed up. They were wearing their costumes and they were proud of them. And we expect that from children. Children assume identities. And that's part of play. And we understand that the reason they do it is because they're searching for their identity. When I saw all the princesses and superheroes and movie characters, you know that what is enabling the child to do is to express a piece of him or herself that they're sort of trying out and they may incorporate into who they are. We see childhood and maybe adolescence as the time of constructing identity. And then something expected but tragic happens, which is our identities become fixed. And it isn't just that we believe certain things or represent certain things. We say we are this thing. And that's why adults don't play like children do. Because it's beneath our dignity, or inappropriate for an adult, or we don't dress up like that, although I suspect at the Purim party tonight some adults will. But remember that Purim is actually a holiday about discovering who you are. And the heroine of the holiday is named Esther. And the name Esther means hidden. Because, and I speak for everybody here, parts of who we are hidden, not only from others, but from ourselves. It's why sometimes you will do something and you go, oh my God, that wasn't me. But of course it was. It was a hidden part of you. The Talmud says that things that are revealed are for human beings, but the hidden things are for God. In other words, God knows what is hidden, and part of what is hidden is us, all of us. And playing and pretending to be someone else, trying on a new identity, is a way of continuing the lifelong process of the construction of self, because a self is not only something you find, it's something you create. It's something you choose. How many times in your life have you started to do something you thought you would never do because you chose to? And part of Purim is the discovery of that self. Now, the fact that Esther means hidden has another dimension here that relates. It is the only book in the Bible, as you know, that never once mentions God, never says God's name. So what does that mean? Does that mean God is absent from the story of Purim? Obviously, in our tradition, it's not what it means. Rather, it means that God hides in the world as well. Remember, we're in God's image. So if we hide, it probably means God hides. And you have to see God in moments. Not only in supernatural miracles, not only in splitting seas, not only in suns that stop in the sky, but in sunrises that happen every day. In the face of a friend, in the smile of a child, in the dazzling blue of the sky as I walked this morning to synagogue. Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, for your miracles which are with us every single day. I said last night that I know that this is supposed to be Serenity Shabbat. We decided that was the theme. And while I know many successful Jews and unsuccessful Jews and wealthy Jews and poor Jews and struggling Jews and happier Jews, I know very few serene Jews. Serenity is not our best trait. But part of this struggle is to discover who we are again and again and again. And if you stop discovering at 20 or 40 or 60 or 80, then you have forgotten that if you're created in the image of God, you have inside you infinite possibilities. When Esther is about to go to the king, Mordechai says to her, remember, it could be for this very moment that you were born. In other words, even though until this moment you never considered this your mission, surprise, there were hidden dimensions of your personality and of your possibility, and now they are to be realized. So why don't we seek new identities? Why don't we try on new possibilities? Partly because of convention and partly because of fear. We're afraid. We're afraid to break out of what we have been, to change patterns we are used to discover new connections, new possibilities, new loves, new friendships. We know that there are in this world all sorts of dangers, all sorts of trouble, and so we stay safe. But of course, fear is what God tells us again and again and again we should not have in this world. Al tira, don't be afraid. Be full of courage. The Purim story shows you the possibilities. Kol ha'olam kulo, all the world, said Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav in a famous phrase. Gesher Tzar Ma'od is a very narrow bridge. The ha'ikar and your mission, the essence, the key to life, the point of discovery. Lo lefached klal. Don't be afraid.